All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. And you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the start of a new college football season is right around the corner, and I've already talked about my Heisman Trophy favorites. Now I'm going to talk about my favorites to win the Davey O'Brien Award as the top quarterback this season for college football. You look at junior Mackenzie Milton out of Central Florida, and of course he led his team to the only undefeated season at the FBS level last year. But how will he fare without his head coach? Of course, Scott Frost is no longer with Central Florida, as he is now the head football coach at Nebraska. Now, Milton comes in at 5'11", 185 pounds, and he is the point guard for this Central Florida offense. I think he's going to be in the mix because, like it or not, UCF will once again be one of the top teams in the nation. I also look at NC State senior Ryan Finley. He is a very accurate quarterback, and more importantly, he is a winner. Now, at 6'4", 212 pounds, he does have an NFL future in him. And if you go back to 2017, Finley only threw 6 interceptions for the entire season. However, 4 of those came in NC State losses. Now, we saw NC State nip on the heels last year of Clemson in the ACC. If they can do it again, if not pull off the shocker and win the ACC altogether, I guarantee you Finley will get a lot of national buzz. You look at West Virginia senior Will Greer. He has a very big arm, and there is not a throw that he cannot make at 6'2 and 223 pounds. I think Greer is going to light it up, and a lot of people are going to be talking about him. But the big thing is, will West Virginia win enough games to make his season relevant? You look at Penn State senior Trace McSorley. He's a little slightly built at 6 feet, 203 pounds, and most people see him as a scrambler, but when he scrambles, it's more about buying time for his wide receivers down the field. He reminds me of Fran Tarkenton and Russell Wilson in that aspect. Doesn't have the strongest arm, but the bottom line is he is a winner, and it is very hard to bet against him. You look at Fresno State senior Marcus McMarion. At 6'2", 203 pounds, he has and will continue to improve under head football coach Jeff Tedford, who is a quarterback guru. And finally, you look at Washington senior Jake Browning at 6'2", 201 pounds. To me, he has been an underrated quarterback throughout his career because all he does is win. Washington is favored to win the Pac-12 conference. And if Washington can come out of the Pac-12, that can get him some of that national buzz because, again, we've seen it a lot. And I think McMarion is going to fall into that fold as well as far as that West Coast bias, because a lot of writers don't stay up to watch these full games that are shown on the West Coast with these guys, and that could hurt them come December when it comes time to vote for these awards. But I really think all of these guys have a great opportunity to win this award. Again, only one of these is given out a year, but it still makes for excitement to sit back and watch these guys and see who can step up and make those big plays and lead their team to those key wins throughout the year, and who's going to step up that I did not mention. That's what makes watching these games exciting and analyzing them and breaking down. But I guarantee you these quarterbacks are set up to have big time 2018 campaigns for their respective teams. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. 300pounds.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.